You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Going to bribe Ahasuerus. So we gave the half a shekel so many years ago, and then that caused one of the reasoning that the decree will be canceled. Harav Yaakov Sekili was a student of Harashba. He brings a very interesting thing. He says that, as you know, the mazal of the month of Adar is
fish.
Hazak Baruch, right. It's fish. The game. So now, as we believe and we are told that the positive force, always the negative force goes against it. That means the more positive force you have, then the negative force becomes much huger. So that means wherever there is Kedusha, so then you have the negative force goes against it. So that means if there is no negative force, that means if things are easy, everything goes smoothly. So that means it doesn't worth anything. Why? Because there's no Kedusha there to stop it. But anything that is hard to get it done, like getting up in the morning to come to Beit Knesset, that needs a lot of Shulam Ha'alot. But getting up to go to Yosemite, there's nothing to it. But why? Because there's a Kedusha here, doesn't let you. But the other case, there's no Kedusha. It says, get up. No, go. So Arav explains that in Chodesh Adar, there is a special destructive angel that nourishes from the original snake that we call it Leviathan, that Paro also is called Leviathan, that we learn in the Haftarah. So now, why only in this month? Because, as you mentioned, this month the mazal is fish. So because the month of Adar is the mazal, actually it matches with this destructive angel that is being sustained. So that's why Haman picked this month. That's the fact of the matter, because this is a special destructive angel that is called Leviathan, actually. Like the Paro, that is called Leviathan, the Nahash, they call it Nahash Kadmoni, the Nahash that was in Gan Eden. So now here, so that's why the Poshet Sheralim that we read, it has to be before month of Adar. Why? Because before month of Adar, because this angel, destructive angel, they call him Malach HaMashchit, he's ready to, God forbid, to destroy. So we give tzedakah, so this Malach will not be able to take an action, will be powerless. So that's why actually the Poshet Shekalim, on the reason that we read before Chodesh Adar, because it's this angel. So we give tzedakah, as we learn, tzedakah matzil mimavet. So then this angel will be quiet and would not be able to take an action.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.